Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am joined in-house. Harrison, you're at my house. I asked you to close a window, and you were physically too weak to close one of my windows.
Yeah, always nice to start off the podcast with an insult of me. It's just like old times.
2 days in a row of Harrison on the show. We got into quite a bit yesterday, and we did so thinking that there wasn't going to be much more to talk about, and then today there was only a couple stories.
I mean, comparatively to yesterday, there isn't that much, and the last 2 days, there isn't that much to talk about. But there's still quite a bit to talk about, especially for July, like when the Lakers have already made most of their major free agent signings, you would think.
Imagine being like a journalist major who really wasn't that into sports, and your first 2 days, without really knowing what you're getting yourself into, your first two days were LeBron Day and then the following day.
Is that a subtweet of me? I'm into sports.
Anywho, today's show, we're going to try to litigate the entire Kawhi Leonard and Lakers and LeBron kind of situation. There's going to be a little inside basketball. We're going to try to stay away from too much of the cap stuff.
But we looked at the CBA FAQ just enough to sound informed. I can't promise you you're getting informed, but you will think you are. And really, that's all you want anyway, right?
Harrison just put me in the same sentence as informed. So I'm going to call it a win. Actually, you know what? I'm going to end this thing right here, right now, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Actually, I can't do that contractually. So you guys know where to find the show. You guys know where to find us. You can find all that stuff on Megaphone, Panoply, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Today's Fast Break, Spotify, Alexa, and Silver Screen and Roll. You can follow me on Twitter at Anthony Irwin LA. You can follow Harrison on Twitter at I Can't Close Windows. It was kind of weird to like.
It's funny
get
that
set
your intros
that.
Like I'm not surprised that your intros haven't gotten better since I left the show.
It's kind of odd like doing that and getting ready to insult you like right there. It's a little.
Like, or you're intimidated of me.
No, it's a little different. I mean, I still did
turn around and take a swing at you.
All right, so let's start here. I want to start with how this story has kind of come out and evolved as time goes on. So we start by Kawhi Leonard says he doesn't want to be on the Spurs anymore, right? And then he said, and then the next thing is he wants to be in LA, and it's between the Lakers and the Clippers. But he preferred the Lakers. And then,
as one does.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think when Donald Sterling was selling the team that all the owners were like, hey, is it possible that, like, Genie, are you selling?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Like people, it's funny to me anytime somebody talks up the Clippers and the LA market and all that. Well, technically, they're in Los Angeles. Like, it's just not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's very clear historically that it's not the same thing. It doesn't matter who you have in there. It just doesn't. Like, players, for whatever reason, do not hold it in the same prestige. And that's going to make some people mad. Like,
there's a reason Burger King doesn't usually take up the same space as In-N-Out. Like, the.
Because two Spider-Men pointing meme?
I swear to God, this is why I fired you. but, all right, so it starts out, he says he wants to play, he wants to be on the Lakers then, and that he's going to try to force it. He doesn't want to play, he won't play for the Spurs. We haven't gotten there yet. Although I do wonder if we're going to get there.
Yeah, I saw Spurs bloggers actually the other day batting around like in the CBA where it says if a player just holds out, what they can be penalized with. And like after 30 days, apparently, if they're just holding out without like some type of injury or something, then the team can cut them and that player can't play for any other team without the permission of their former team.
That's a pretty lame rule.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's like the Iverson rule, right? Because that's how he forced his way out of somewhere.
I don't know when the rule came about, but that's my understanding. And so, I could be wrong, but that it looked like they were, like when I was looking at the CBA thing, that was legit. And so
Kawhi's like, ah, my hammy.
Yeah, and well, so exactly that. He has an injury. The whole reason this thing started is because his injury is so nebulous and so non-understandable, and there's so much disagreement about it. They can't do that to him because he could just be like, well, no, I'm hurt, actually. Yep. This doctor that I paid a lot of money says that I'm actually injured.
How angry would Tony Parker get there?
You mean when he's, like, playing for his French professional team?
I can't believe they never traded Tony Parker. Like, as soon as he says that, if there's any chance, and now it's been actually reported, right?
Yeah. That was the final straw. But the thing is, I was actually joking about this in regards to the young Lakers today, in like they should have shown Kawhi Leonard that he could flex his power there. That should have been after Tony Parker said that, next day traded. If one of these young Lakers makes the first one to make a joke about LeBron's hairline on Twitter, it's 2 minutes later, Woj is tweeting out they have been shipped out to Siberia.
They have to have been warned.
I don't know. Probably. They're like, hey guys, the roasting thing, it's cute and all, but not LeBron.
Stay away.
No. Stop it. Josh, put your phone down.
You squirt it with water bottles?
Put away Photoshop. Yeah. No.
We're going to take a quick second and we're going to keep on trying to get to how we got here, because it's such a weird story. All that here in a second. All right, so the next step after he says he wants to be a Laker, and he is now, saying, or it's implied that he won't play for the Spurs. The Spurs can't go into next season with him on the roster. And so the Spurs at that point start grasping for straws.
It would seem to be really stupid, but they can't. I just read something. Apparently Windhorst said somewhere that he wouldn't be surprised if the Spurs did bring him into training camp and sees if he shows up. I love that it's phrased like that. Just see if he shows up.
Quick side note, if any other team was being as stupid as the Spurs have been with this, they get freaking roasted. They get killed.
I think so, but on some level, the Spurs, I'm not going to say have
you
earned that.
You can't
prepare
for it. But
it's like when somebody is so successful for so long, you almost have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Except the Lakers didn't get that benefit of the doubt.
I mean, because there are a lot of people in the media community that they've probably been covering the league for as long as the Spurs have been good. Mm-hmm. And so for them, they're like, well, they've gotten out of every other bad situation. They're probably just going to – the trade that was talked about today that the Spurs were rumored to want from the Lakers. There are media members that are probably like, well, maybe they do trick the Lakers into doing that.
Yeah, okay. Totally mature response.
I mean, hey, they re-earn their faith if they so like we should actually probably explain what that trade offer is.
Yeah, well,
right?
let's really okay. quickly. So I'll just zoom up to where we we are right now. The Spurs went out and tried to create leverage for themselves, manufacture leverage by saying that the Lakers could only sign LeBron James if they trade for Kawhi Leonard, and then reports.
My theory is that LeBron took one of those tweets and texted it to a reporter and was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Windhorst said that the Lakers investigated that.
They could have done that before July 1st. It's interesting.
Oh, they asked Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
After their no tampering meeting. That's a weird one. I wonder about that.
So the Lakers,
they were being so careful. Not tampering.
The Lakers went out and tampered, and that's libel. They did not. There's no way to prove they did. But they found out somehow that LeBron James was okay with coming to the Lakers with or without Paul George, with or without Kawhi Leonard. And the Spurs at that point said, shit. Oh boy. We're screwed.
They're like, no, they apparently said, okay, we're going to keep asking for an insane amount of things and see if you just go for it. Like, to be honest, the way that Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka talk about the value of superstars, I'm not surprised that the Spurs think that if they just wait, they can bait them into just being like, no, but I just want Kawhi now. Yeah. I just want him now. Mm-hmm. And okay, just take whatever you want. Just mm-hmm. everything. And so
So the everything is.
Yes. So Larry Kuhn went on Spectrum Sportsnet last night, and he was just talking about the cap, and then he dropped kind of a bomb and said, so this is, quote, from what I hear, they're asking a lot. My sources are saying Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Kyle Kuzma, two firsts and two pick swaps. They're just saying give us everything.
Literally the saying
Spurs,
everything.
So the Spurs, everything, in parentheses, but Lonzo. Mm-hmm. And because the Spurs don't want him, but
it's really weird. But okay,
no, it's really not weird. They are so they're Spurs fans. You think they would accept LeVar Ball? Yeah.
Well,
there are Spurs fans that are angry at Popovich for commenting on Trump. How do you think they're going to handle what LeVar was doing?
Well, in fairness, LeVar and Trump a lot of the same techniques. So
back to the two Spider-Man.
That everything deal. I want to be absolutely clear, and I think you're on the same page here. There is no scenario where Magic and Palinka even go back to Genie and ask for permission. Like, that meeting would be 3 seconds short. Genie, we're thinking about making this deal with the Spurs. It involves Kuzma. Nope.
Yeah. No, and I'm like, even outside of, like, yes, but also outside of that even, like, the Lakers, like, Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson, I'm not saying they would be, but if they tried to make that deal, they should be fired on the spot.
On the spot.
Yeah. For a guy with 1 year left on his deal that's coming off of an insane injury and demanding to go to your team, if you give up that much, like, how much the Knicks get laughed at now for the Melo trade, like, the best young asset they gave up in that was what, Mozgov, Landry Fields? No, not Landry. Landry Fields wasn't in that deal.
Mozgov. No. It was Mozgov. It was a bunch of future assets.
Yeah, and assets. And so it did become stuff, but still.
Yeah. I remember Mozgov was like the linchpin that the Knicks were the no. Yeah.
The Nuggets were holding out for Mozgov.
Yeah.
And hey, to be fair, Mozgov was very good in Denver.
Yeah. I mean, now what, 8 years after that deal?
Yeah, Mozgov was a good player at one point. Mozgov was never a $64 million player, never should have been.
No.
That's not his fault. Like, right. Mozgov was a legitimately helpful NBA player.
Mm-hmm. NBA champion.
Yes.
Timofey Mozgov. We're going to take a quick second here, and we're basically Harrison and I are going to try to figure out what a fair trade. No, who gives a shit about fairness?
No, the let's Spurs go have, rob. We are going to go rob the Spurs at Magic Point.
Yeah. I mean, Palinka gets his first name from somewhere, right? Do you get it?
Oh.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
We'll be right back in a second. Watching that light bulb over your head.
Is the podcast still this bad when I'm not on it, or do you only do this when I'm here?
We've gotten a ton of positive reviews, so we know.
Yeah, because you demand 5-star reviews in exchange for questions.
I do shame people. Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of positive reviews that I basically.
But I dare you to give me a 4-star. No. All right, so let's get back to this. Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson hold all the cards here. Anybody who says anything other than that are either stupid or being intellectually dishonest, right? Like, I see a lot of people on Twitter.
The Spurs have no leverage.
None.
There's no reason to think that they have leverage. Shams Charania giving his opinion that Kawhi Leonard maybe could consider the Clippers over the Lakers is not leverage. That does not mean that Kawhi Leonard is considering the Spurs.
That was a funny report.
It didn't seem like a report. It seemed like him just kind of spitballing, and I think people took it out of context a little bit.
I mean, mentioning that Kawhi might not want to play with LeBron is, like, that's not something that you speculate about.
Well, if Kawhi wants the giant shoe deal and wants to be the centerpiece of a team, maybe he doesn't want to play with LeBron. I think that's a fair inference to make.
The Los Angeles Clippers get you a giant shoe deal, huh?
Maybe if you own the franchise. I mean, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, both very endorsable guys.
I don't think
Chris Paul has State Farm commercials.
I don't think either of them ever got original shoes.
No, none of them got a signature. No. I don't think. But Blake's with Jordan, right? As well.
I think so. I think they're Blake's both with Jordan.
Yeah,
but neither of them got signature shoes.
Yeah, but Jordan doesn't really give out signature shoes other than Westbrook. Westbrook got one. Melo got one. Mm-hmm. But like, you have to ascend to a certain level that neither of those guys really hit. I think Kawhi, it's possible he hits that level.
Hmm. I think Chris Paul's a Hall of Famer. Carmelo,
well, nobody likes Chris Paul, I guess
that's
is my point.
That's fair.
And like Blake Griffin.
Although
is,
I think if Chris
is
Paul
funny,
becomes if
but
Chris,
nobody like nobody watches Blake Griffin and is like that's
big,
the one guy that I want to play like.
Big guys
don't get signatures.
Yeah, big guys don't. But I think if Chris Paul was a Laker, I think he gets a signature shoe. Like if that trade isn't rescinded, I think he gets
the Angry Midget 5 is going to be fire.
The pulled hamstring 5.
Yeah. But anyway.
But to get back to this, Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka hold all of the cards here. There is no scenario, like, no team, knowing that Kawhi wants to be a Laker now, no team is going to offer up anything of substance.
The only way this changes is if either, like, Boston or Philly give up too much, and then the Spurs have leverage. If those guys are willing to really take a huge gamble, and probably a dumb gamble, if Kawhi changes and he says, you know what, maybe I would consider staying in Philly.
Yeah.
But until that report comes out and it's ironclad and sourced as his interest in the Lakers has been, the Lakers have all of the leverage here.
Well, and you know, you're talking about one of his concerns with going to the Lakers with LeBron James is that he wouldn't be the centerpiece in all these things. He's not going to be more marketable than Joel Embiid. He's not going to be more marketable even than Ben Simmons, I don't think.
No, if that's the concern, then you're lying to yourself if you think he'd stay in Philly.
So again, it comes back to the Lakers. There is no reason, and here's where I'll start. There's no reason for the Lakers to offer up Brandon Ingram. None. Why would they do that?
I mean, maybe to get the deal done. I think the reason you offer up even Ingram is because positionally there's a lot of overlap with Kawhi and LeBron. Well,
positionless, and you can make that work, I think.
I don't know that you can play. I mean, maybe if you were playing really small, you could play all three of them at once. Mm-hmm. But I think, number one, his value is mitigated, at the very least, by having a healthy Kawhi mm-hmm. on your team. And I think that it's somewhat we learned our lesson from the Paul George thing, and anything can change in a year in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want to take our chances. And so I think that offering up Ingram and, you know, a future pick or two, or maybe a Josh Hart or something like, I'm just saying theoretically these things, like, that is a sign of like, okay, a goodwill here. This is a legitimate out for you. You are getting something for him. Give him to us now.
Yeah. Well, I just don't think if I'm the Lakers, I let the Spurs save face here.
I don't think it's about letting them save face. I think it's about getting Kawhi in the building so that nobody else.
It would be inherently. If you offer up Brandon Ingram, they're saving.
That's not why they're doing it.
No. I'm not saying that. But inherently, they are saving face. By getting.
If you're benefiting more than the other person is benefiting, you don't care that
let's
they
rank,
benefit.
Let's rank the Lakers' current future assets, like assets that will hold value moving on in the future that are attainable right now.
Okay,
right?
LeBron James.
Attainable. Yeah. Well, an 0-2 start. You might have to start thinking about
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Lakers haven't won a game since they signed LeBron James. I'm just connecting dots here.
I do remember, like, I'm getting flashbacks to that 2012, I think it was 2012-2013 season, where, like, they lost all their preseason games, and it was like, oh, it's preseason. And then they lost their opener, and then the game after that. And then the game after that, and then the game after that.
And then the Bernie Bickerstaff era.
But anywho, let's rank the Lakers' assets here.
So the young core, basically.
For me, I go Ingram, Lonzo, Kuzma, Hart. I would put future first between Lonzo and Kuzma, right, if I had to really tier them or really, you know, list them. And then from there, it's just whatever. It's just kind of a slot.
So you think the future firsts are worth more than Kuzma?
Yeah,
I do. I don't know if that's true.
I do.
Okay, so I would have probably definitely Lonzo at the top, and then...
So you're switching him?
Yeah, I would have Lonzo at the top, Ingram second, Kuzma, then the future firsts, then Hart, and then, like, you know, and then now we're out of, like, now
yeah,
we're
in Zubac. Yeah, then it's just whatever. So, yeah.
But, you know, there are a lot of egg Abbeys that have tweeted at me that the Spurs want Zubats. So, you know.
I like how everybody, like,
for, like, 2 years.
Zubats is white, therefore, and European, so therefore, Spurs guy.
It's been so weird, though. There's, like, I would love to do a report on the weird online subculture of bots tweeting at me that Zubats to the Spurs.
The Zubats?
Yeah, the ZU-bots.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, regardless of how we rank the Lakers young core, I think like I have Ingram second, and I would still put him in that deal if I were running the Lakers, because I think you have to learn from the Paul George thing that literally anything can happen in the year. Everybody laughed at the Thunder. Like, they really think that he's going to want to stick around there while Russell Westbrook's taking, every time Russell Westbrook takes 46 shots in a game, Lakers fans are like, oh, Paul George, Lonzo would pass to you. Mm-hmm. Turns out Paul George.
Oh, I'm
going to
have so much fun with that next year.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
So I think like you get him in the building, and then you let him see like, oh yeah, it is actually pretty. Can I cuss on this podcast?
Go for it.
Okay. It is pretty fucking awesome being a Laker.
Yeah.
And then...
Wow, that's like, cool.
Yeah. And, like, he's going to come in and say that, and mm-hmm. then he's going
to
resign.
Well, it would be more like...
I mean, you got to... You obviously, if you're the Lakers, you have to do your due diligence on his health. You don't make that deal without checking out his medical reports, having your staff evaluate him, getting permission to do all of that stuff, getting permission to talk to his reps, all of those things. Mm-hmm. But if... As long as all that stuff comes back clean, I would make that deal with Ingram in it.
So Ingram and two future firsts is what you're saying?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, just in theory.
I still don't do it. I still don't. Because again, here's the thing. We have, because of the presence of the Warriors, the Lakers have to absolutely optimize every single move. You're talking about a team. Now, yes, as we talked about in yesterday's show, Boogie Cousins probably isn't going to be healthy for the first half of the year and never really probably will be fully healthy Boogie while he's on the Warriors, if he ever is again.
Probably never again. Okay. That's my guess.
So even that part aside, you're talking about maybe the best collection of talent that the NBA has ever seen.
That's gone to basically four straight finals. Like, the team has gone to four straight finals. Kevin Durant has went to two straight finals and then a third Western Conference finals before that. They're banged up. And I think this is the year where they might finally be vulnerable. Not to say that they won't be more vulnerable next year necessarily, but I think if you can go get Kawhi and he's healthy and you can go get him in the building and then you can like make space, you can probably still make enough space to go and get somebody else next summer.
It depends on what you can do with Deng.
Yeah.
All right, here's the thing. I'll include Ingram if I can get if you take on Deng.
I don't think the Spurs would do that, but obviously that's ideal.
That's the only way I give up Ingram here. Because, again, because...
I mean, maybe you can take back some bad money from that, like a little bit of bad money from them. I don't know. Do they have any bad contracts on their books?
I'm looking at not, like...
Nothing, like, a great... Now, Patty Mills is making a bit much.
Danny Green opted in. No, there's nothing... Nothing. Powell's deal is a little big.
Patty Mills is a little bit pricey, I feel like.
For a backup point guard?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's better than Rondo, and he's making $2 million more than him.
I don't know. Maybe you're higher on Patty Mills than I am.
Yeah, well, I'm lower on Rondo than I'm high on Patty Mills.
Okay, that's fair.
But I wanted, you know, it comes down to, for me, you always have to, when you're going up against the Warriors, and just period, right? Like, it's just better practice to optimize every move that you possibly can. So if I'm the Lakers, I say for right now, and it's not like you have to improve your offer. Like, all right, you go to the Spurs and you say, Ingram is on the table right now. Ingram and Deng and two future first for Kawhi. That's the best offer you're going to get. You ask us about an offer tomorrow, Ingram isn't on the table. And the Lakers can afford to play hardball here, knowing that, A, like, everything that we've talked about, we've only barely mentioned his injury thing. Like, why would you give up anything of substance for
well, that's why
we saw so we
you
saw
gotta vet the medical reports.
We saw how it worked out with Dwight, where they got somebody in Dwight Howard, who I believe was off of back surgery or and was never really fully Dwight for very, you know, significant amounts of time consecutively.
Yeah.
And then he leaves, right?
Yeah.
And so for the Lakers, like, you're saying that they should learn from the Paul George situation. I honestly, like, it sounded to me like Paul George is kind of dumb, right? He reminded me of Melo, where Melo wanted to be a Knick before the trade deadline. And because he wanted to be a Knick so badly and so quickly, he made the Knicks worse by acquiring.
I love that, like, Paul George has such a desire to be wanted. Like, it's one thing to believe this privately, but to come out on a video and as justification for you staying in Oklahoma City, I wanted to be a Laker, but they didn't come and get me. It's like, you were a free agent.
Yeah.
You literally didn't take a meeting.
Right.
You could have went and you're like, oh man, you know, I really wanted to do that. And so if they had just, you know, hurt their assets for me, I would have stayed.
Well, compare that now to the report that we found out about LeBron, where, look, most NBA superstars, especially of the echelon that LeBron is, right, would say, get me help immediately. And he recognized behind the scenes that actually, no, the Lakers are better served holding on to those assets. I can offer up with the power that I have as an NBA superstar, as the NBA superstar, that I can help the Lakers make a better situation for themselves. So, like, so yes, they could technically learn from the Paul George situation, but you can't learn from stupid. Like, Paul George, the stance that he had there is selfish,
but
it's petty, and it's dumb.
Quiet Kawhi Leonard randomly coming out and saying he wants to play in a major market and that he want, and then there have been scattered reports that maybe he doesn't want to deal with the spotlight of LA and he goes back and forth on it.
Yeah, but those kind of reports are weird.
Things change. Anything can change in a year. Mm-hmm. I think if you get him in the building, then he decides how cool it is and he wants to stay. You almost always have home court advantage in free agency.
All right, so by that thinking, couldn't I also say then that if
and
you
they
get,
can pay him more money, which is what he wants, and he'll be in the market that he wants the endorsement deal.
If you get him in the building and he doesn't like the spotlight, then now what?
Well,
like those things can change too.
That's true. That can change. That's a chance you take. I just think there's a better chance that he likes it than that he doesn't.
So like right now, I say Ingram, Deng, and a couple future firsts. I'll even make those unprotected. Have fun, right? And you go on your way. We separate from there. But if they don't take that offer, I think not include Ingram.
You get that offer if like maybe you take Mills or you take somebody who like Mills has a long deal too, and he's 29 now, and so
it says 0 years on his deal here.
The sheet that I had pulled up was three more.
Okay, but all right. Well, he might be an option kind of situation. It's kind of weird.
Am I wrong? He has Patty Mills. This is great radio. Looking up Patty Mills' contract. No, he has. He's guaranteed straight guarantees for the next 2 years after this.
At what is it?
11? At 11, then 12, then 13.
Okay.
So like
I think he's movable too, but yeah.
Yeah, but like I don't think anybody wants to pay like a 33-year-old Patty Mills $13 million.
Man, what a Spurs organization
they
strikes
take care
again.
Of their own.
That's just saying.
And then they trade them for Kawhi Leonard on draft night. But
I wanted to, all right, so we've talked about if this is the initial offer here, the Spurs rebuff that. A week from now, are you still offering Ingram? 2 weeks from now, are you offering Ingram? A month from now, as we near the season.
Yeah, I think you kind of leave it out there.
Really?
To come to their senses.
God,
yeah.
I wouldn't do that. Maybe a week, but after that, like, no way. Again, what's the point of having leverage if you can't hold it over somebody's head?
I think you can hold leverage, I guess, and maybe you don't transparently keep him out there and keep texting them like, hey, you want to take that offer today? Because it makes you seem desperate.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still, if you're asking me if I would still do that deal a month from now, yeah.
I just don't know if I would.
I don't think that anything changes
now,
then.
Well, it does
What's
change.
Changed by that point?
It
just
changed.
Just that he still wants out after one more month of the offseason of
gone,
not being in contact
you've
with
gone,
the Spurs.
You've gone a whole month where nobody has improved their offer for the Spurs. So what's going to make you think that just tomorrow somebody's going to wake up and improve their offer
I think maybe I would
all
set
all
a deadline by training camp.
And then, all right, so let's say we reach that deadline. What does the offer become after that?
I mean, I don't know if there's a realistic offer that the Lakers can make that's lower than that. That's not good. That the Spurs aren't going to see that as disrespectful. Maybe you take the future firsts out of it.
I think I'd send Hart and the future firsts.
I don't think that the Spurs are doing that. I think they'd rather lose Kawhi for nothing than deal with the perception that they had gotten beaten that badly on a deal.
But the
Especially
perception
Pop
would
is
be
the guy,
that they lost
Pop
him
is the
for
guy
nothing.
That wants a trade committee. And for all of this stuff, he'd rather lose Kawhi for nothing and be able to sit there and blame him than he would take Hart and be like, oh, yes, this is the new, yeah, we really like this high character guy that is, stop tweeting about me in the back of the press conference.
How quickly before Josh Hart changes his avatar to like a White Walker and says he's Pop for a day?
It would under two. Josh Hart is like Josh Hart is an NBA blogger at heart, I feel like.
Yeah. No, he's probably my favorite young.
He's a very nice guy. And like he is as nice as like he comes off on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like he's just having fun, honestly. Yeah. Like.
All right. So you're saying then, it based on what I've heard from you, it doesn't sound to me like the Lakers and Spurs make a deal because it sounds.
No, I think they do. I think the Spurs come to their senses and do the deal.
The deal of
Ingram
and two future firsts.
Something like that. I don't know exactly what the deal will be. But
and that
be
and that does
like that.
Work for the cap, for those of you who are asking about it. It does. It depends on timing and stuff like that.
If the Lakers can do it before the moratorium,
I believe
it ends,
they also would have to stretch Deng to make it happen, but possibly. they can make that work.
Yeah. Smarter people have said that it works. And
yes.
So,
yeah.
I don't know how, but it works.
At Cali told me on our way up
here. Yeah, okay. I'm glad that we have a cap consultant that locked on Lakers.
All right. I guess that's where we'll leave this. I personally think
Wait, no,
Lakers...
we gotta talk about the summer league game. So
okay.
I'm just kidding. Let's pretend like we didn't watch it.
How are we gonna do that in Vegas? Like how am I all right. Honest question, everybody. Do you want me to act like I care about the
I think
summer
you should,
league?
I mean, you should care about it as it warrants caring about. If Josh Hart goes for 30 in the summer league opener, then that's something that you care about. Yeah. Like, but if
I pretty much just want to watch V shoot. Like, that's all I care
about. But like see. The that they should sell a Sveig pass where it's just Sveig in a gym shooting, and like it's like a $5 league pass add-on.
That's way worse than any pun I've ever made.
And we'll see. Let the viewers decide.
Do you think, like, somewhere out there, Jeff Teague is kicking himself that he never thought of this?
Teague Pass. Teague Pass. For $5 a month, you can, like, have Jeff Teague FaceTime with you a couple times a day.
All right, that'll do it for this episode of the Locked On Lakers podcast. It's a weird situation. Let us know what you think. Harrison seems to think that the Lakers should just give up everybody.
Oh, my God.
And not care about how leverage
works. I feel like I made
a
nuanced case for why it's okay to give up Ingram.
I just don't – I just – look, the Lakers are going to be looking to make more moves after this. They aren't done after they get Kawhi Leonard. They aren't good enough to be done. Yes, Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James are maybe the most –
I think it would be the most complimentary wing duo since Jordan and Pippen.
Yeah, I think so too. But they need more, frankly. Like, they need more to go up against the Golden State Warriors. And so, you know, I think because the Lakers need more there, and just in general, it's good to run up the score on the rest of the league whenever you can. I think you hold on to Ingram as long as you possibly can. So either he becomes something, and you and I both think he has quite a future ahead of him. Like, if the Spurs get their hands on Brandon Ingram, I'm perfectly okay with saying that he comes, like, if Kawhi Leonard right now is a 10 out of 10, I think Ingram becomes, like, an 8.5 out of 10. And
7 or 8.
Yeah, and so...
Especially with their shooting coach is pretty legendary, Chip Englund.
Uh-huh, and so I think, you know... If you're the Lakers and you believe in that upside, then you hold on to him as long as possible, because he can either become what he's capable of becoming while he's cost controlled on a rookie scale deal for the next couple of years or so, or some other team values him enough. The Minnesota Timberwolves right now are in some turmoil, seeing as Jimmy Butler is now upset with both Kat and Wiggins, I believe.
The report was from somebody who covers the NBA told me that guy can sometimes be a little bit loose and sketchy, okay. Somebody who's been around a while.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who because I don't want them don't to be like slandering anyone, mm-hmm. but like somebody who's been around a while sometimes said that guy's sometimes a little loose with his sourcing and a little bit, you know, one of those guys that kind of just like he hears something and he doesn't really... you know, always check it necessarily a whole lot, or is just kind of like willing to maybe take things further than sources have intended them,
yeah.
or whatever, for hyperbolize things, mm-hmm. essentially. Cool. And so, I mean, there's been enough talk, even Zach Lowe and Brian Windhorst a couple months ago on a podcast were talking about just like the quote unquote weirdness mm-hmm. in Minnesota and the tension and
I
stuff.
Heard that.
So, like, I don't not believe it, but I don't know if, like, Jimmy Butler's like, yes, get me out of here right now or get Kat out of here.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. But if that continues to escalate, then the Lakers want as many assets on deck to be able to make that trade too. Because now if you have Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard all on the court at the same time, that's how you beat the Warriors. Like, the same stuff that I kept on saying about Paul if Paul George was
maybe
on the table.
Now you're taking options off the table right now to hope for options in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
That's what I... Because the Lakers have the leverage to be able to do so.
Maybe. But they might also not have that happen. And so it's like sometimes, you know, I'm going to keep saying this, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah, and the Lakers currently have Brandon Ingram in their hand.
Yeah.
And there's two birds in the bush.
I think Brandon Ingram
there.
Is in this scenario the worm that gets the bird.
This is weird. We're talking about worms. We're going to get out of here.
We're talking about Dennis Rodman.
We have a friend. I'm not sure quite yet if I'm going to record on 4th of July being tomorrow. But we'll see. If I do, great. If not, we'll talk to you again on Friday to get everybody prepared for Las Vegas Summer League and all of the good stuff that's out there.
Yes, follow at Lakers SBN on Twitter. Follow at HM Fagan. I'm going to actually give my at this time on Twitter. I will be out there.
That's fake news.
Grant will be out there. We are going to be providing a lot, like probably about as extensive coverage of Summer League as you're going to find at any website, I would say. And so, and continue to like, you know, I've been really proud of our team so far, except for you, about how well they've done during free agency and trade season and all these fireworks. So Like, please follow the site, bookmark it, follow us on Twitter, Instagram,
I can't believe Facebook. You're not proud of me. I fired off two articles Anthony, from a pool
barber
party.
In the middle of, like, giant move fireworks yesterday, and I had to write three articles yes, because
you
of
make it sound like, all right,
Anthony,
I looked at
Anthony
my phone.
Saw the tweet, and he was like, oh, you know, going to the, I'm going to go get
a
haircut.
I do need a haircut. Have a great rest of your day. We'll figure out how the week plays out as we get there. Again, I want you to remember, Harrison thinks that everybody should be on the table, and I'm the one here saying that the Lakers should be prudent here. But go ahead and at him and tell him that he's your favorite and all those things.
This is why they call you fake news, Fred.
I'll talk to you guys next time.